荣幸能够有机会到这边来，跟弟兄姊妹见面，然后一同来分享神的话语。
It is a great honor that I can come here to share the word of God with you.
这一段圣经我想是刚才读的，大家都非常熟悉。
I'm sure that this is a very familiar passage for you.
耶稣医治麻风病人，我想请问，有谁见过，真正见过，亲眼见过麻风病人？
I wonder how many of you actually saw leprosy in your life.
没有啊。
I guess you have not. Anybody? Actually, I haven't seen one myself. But I have seen a couple of pictures on the network in the internet. This is one of the pictures that Jesus healed a leprosy, a leper. We saw only the side of this leper. So I found the other two pictures.
This is.
I saw some sisters covering their face. This is the front of this leper. Actually, I probably feel the same. It's really hard to look at it. And next picture. Actually, if you look at the Gospel of Luke, the leprosy actually covers your whole body. So we can see that it can from the head, including eyes, all the way to your feet. And you can see the finger, they are actually gone. And practically this person is blind because it was decayed. So the bottom of the feet is kind of and it itself the leprosy covers your whole body. So what does it mean when a leper come to beg for healing in front of Jesus? So to understand this, you need to know the history of this in Old Testament. Before we start, we need to look at the context of the story. So in Gospel of Mark chapter 1, it says that Jesus called the disciples.
然后就是在这个之后，耶稣就还到彼得的家里面去医治他的岳母。
And then Jesus went to Peter's house and healed his mother-in-law.
那在这个医治麻风病人的后面呢，有耶稣呼召使徒立位。
And then after the story, Jesus called disciple Levi.
所以从这里看见，其实在耶稣医治麻风病人的时候，耶稣的门徒都还没有，就是十二使徒啊。都还没有复召完。
So during this time, while healing this leper, the calling of the disciples are still happening.
今天上午在成人主日学的时候，我跟大家分享说，弥赛亚生平就是耶稣生平的五个阶段。
During the adult Sunday school this morning, we talked about there are five periods of Jesus' ministry.
那这里我们如果根据那五个阶段的话，我们就知道。耶稣实际上已经是在 他的独立事工的早期，也就是在他的名望期的早期的时候。
Go by that framework, this healing of the leprosy happens during the period where he just started his independent ministry.
所以这样我们就知道了这个故事的上下文的一个大概。
So we can see the historical context of this particular event.
因为时间关系，离我们2000多年了嘛。我在想，我们很难想象那个麻风病人来到耶稣面前求医治是什么情形。
So it's probably hard for us to know the context of when a leper come to see Jesus for healing after 2,000 years, which is far away from us.
不过我敢向你们保证，就是他绝对不是说，哎呀，我要去 see a doctor， 所以我就沐浴更衣，然后开车去见医生。
I can tell you for sure he's not someone simply looking for a doctor, so he cleans himself and drive to see a doctor.
不可能的，那个时候你知道他麻风病人根据旧约的律法的要求，他们要怎么出去呢？尤其是这个故事在马太福音说是发生在一个城里面。
In the Old Testament, there's a rules about how a leper go around. Especially in the book of Matthew, it talks about this person. This event happens in the city.
所以他会怎么去照着摩西五律法的要求，他会怎么去公共场合去怎么去找耶稣呢
？So how should a lepers see Jesus in a public environment?
我特意带了一件衣服装成一块布，他们见耶稣照摩西律法的要求怎么做呢？他们用一块布把自己蒙住。
So I'm using this as a cover, which is demonstrated how a leper needs to cover his head when they walk in the public.
然后一边走一边喊。
So he has to walk and at the same time cry out.
他怎么喊呢？他说：“大麻风，大麻风。
”He has to say leprosy, leprosy.
然后不洁净，不洁净。
Unclean, unclean.
他这样喊的目的是什么呢？
So what's the purpose of crying out loud this way?
让路上的人看见他来了，然后要退避三舍。
So all the passing by can kind of stay away from him.
这样的话就等于算他无罪。
So this way he can be sort of not sinful in the public.
然后照着摩西律法的要求，一个人如果你不小心碰了大麻风。
So according to the law, Moses' law, if you accidentally touch someone who has a leprosy,
那你就算为不洁净。
And you are considered unclean.
那你就倒霉了。
And you are in trouble.
为什么呢？你不洁净的话，照以色列摩西律法的要求，你要牵一只羊或者是一头牛到圣殿去献祭。
Because according to the Moses' law, that you need to redeem your sin by taking a sacrifice such as a cow or a sheep.
那你就经济上有一个大的损失，是不是
？And which will cause you financial loss.
所以这次倒霉了。
So that's a trouble for you.
但是，所以这个麻风病人，你看这样的话，是不是感觉有点叫做什么？有失体面，是不是
？So covering the head is kind of a shame in the public.
所以得了大麻风的人呢、他是与世隔绝，他没有尊严的。
So this whoever has a leprosy is isolated from the society and without dignity.
但是你知道吗？在根据历史的要求啊，根据那个麻风病的历史啊，那其实这个事情呢，有很多的，还有其他的原因的。你看啊。
According to the history of the leprosy, there's many other backgrounds information which is quite interesting.
就是在摩西律法颁布完整之后啊，等于是从摩西到耶稣，这么多年来，没有一个麻风病人得过医治。我是指以色列人。
Practically, after the completion announcing the Moses' law, there's no one who is healed with leprosy.
在这个 PPT 里面，我有列出在圣经里面记载的得过麻风病的三个人。
Well, I meant in the Israel. In the Bible, there's a passage talking about three persons who are who had leprosy.
那新约圣经这里呢，耶稣亲口说，曾经在那个以利沙的时候，有七千人得了麻风病人。不是，有许多人得了麻风病人。
So, according to Jesus, he himself talked about there were many in Israel had the leprosy in the time of Elisha.
这样子的话呢，我们看到第二个历史，就是在旧约的历史中间，像以赛亚书那里曾经关于大麻风得医治的这个预言。
So, in the Old Testament, there's a prophecy about the healing of lepers.
不过这节经文呢，它没有明确的说，麻风病得医治，它只是笼统的说，上帝要差遣弥赛亚来医治伤心的人。
So this particular place didn't specifically mention leprosy. He simply say he will bind up the brokenhearted.
但是根据马太福音，就是耶稣亲口说，在旧约的。里面呢，关于先知的预言呢，就是弥赛亚来，他会医治麻风病人。
So, according to Matthew, Jesus himself, and based on the background of the those time, when Messiah comes, he will heal the lepers.
那第三个历史背景就是在两约建起，就是沉默的四百年呢。那些拉比以色列的那个圣经教师他们教导说麻风病人是要等弥赛亚来了才能得医治。
So, based on the intertestament historical background, those rabbis said based on their belief is that when the Messiah come, only then the lepers will be healed.
那既然是这样的话，那耶稣来了，是不是
？So if that is the case, now we see Jesus come upon this come to this world.
这个麻风病人来到耶稣面前求他医治。
And this leper seek the healing from him.
那他是怎么想的呢
？What is in then? Can we see what's in his mind?
他怎么想的？那他会认为耶稣是谁啊
？What do you think he see Jesus as?
他认为耶稣就是弥赛亚。
Because he thinks that Jesus is the Messiah.
所以这样一个没有体面的方式来求耶稣医治，实际上是他的一个信心的行动。
So it's actually a faithful statement when he come to see Jesus with no dignity.
这样子的话，我想问，这个麻风病人来到耶稣面前，他的信心怎么样啊？
So how what kind of faith do you think this leper has?
我想请问，你相信的耶稣是谁呢
？So I also want to ask you what kind of Jesus you believed in.
那可能有些人会说啊，耶稣嘛是我的一个心灵寄托，因为我来这边离开父母，我心里孤单了。
So some may say that Jesus is my emotional crutches because I'm lonely when I'm here first. I'm only here for a short time, just came here.
在台湾啊，在很多地方，他们有些基督徒呢，喜欢参加所谓的医治特会。
There's some people like to go to this healing event in Taiwan.
他们认为耶稣是医生。
Because they think that Jesus is a great doctor.
六年前，就是12年的时候，我去纽约一个教会。
So, in 2012, I went to a church in New York.
我在那里碰到好多从中国大陆过来的人。
I saw quite a few people from mainland China.
他们都在做一件事情。
They are all doing something, doing something there.
就是想要拿身份。
That is try to get the permanent residence.
那他们认为耶稣是什么呢？
So what do they think about Jesus? Who do they believe in?
所以耶稣是帮助他们拿身份的一个拐杖。
So he's just the crutches for them, or helper to get the permanent residency.
那我想请问你，你相信的耶稣是谁？
So what kind of Jesus do you believe in?
你可能说，哎呀，我好像七年之痒，我跟太太啊，跟我的配偶好像要闹离婚了，我想耶稣来帮助我们。
So maybe to you, it's just a help. Jesus is you want Jesus to help you in your marriage.
你说，哎呀，我好像这一段时间学习老是集中不起精神来，那我想耶稣帮助我学业。
So some of you may think that Jesus will just help you to focus on your study.
但是这个麻风病人他来求耶稣的时候，他认为耶稣就是弥赛亚。
However, this leper comes to see Jesus. He actually believed in Jesus as the Messiah.
他跟耶稣说的话很简单。
What he said to Jesus is quite simple.
他说，你若愿意，我就能够得医治。
He said that if you are willing, I can be healed.
结果耶稣说，我愿意。
And Jesus said, "Yes, I will."
结果他就得医治了。
And then he is healed.
所以这个麻风病人信的耶稣是什么人？什么样的神呢
？So what kind of God or he believed in?
耶稣他的那个提问呢、啊？他的那个话语意思就是说，只要你愿意，只要你有那个意志想法，就没问题了。
So he is believing someone who, as long as he is willing, the things will be done.
这样子的话就相当于创世纪的那个记载的神啊，就是说有就有，命里就立的神。
So it's kind of equate Jesus to be the God who created the world, that when it comes to be and when he spoke it comes to be.
那他对这个麻风病人说我愿意的时候，那个结果那个人的麻风病就消失了。
So when Jesus said, "Yes, I'm willing," then the leprosy left that person.
所以这个麻风病的人信的神呢，是他只要有这个愿意就可以得，可以不是说有就有，他这里是说有就无。
What the leper believes in is a God who, when he say, "Let the leprosy leave you," it will be gone.
我们华人的神呢、啊，往往很奇怪。
The gods we have in Chinese among Chinese are sometimes a kind of odd or strange.
到乡下，在那个客厅呢、啊，客厅里面有家神。
So if you go to someone's a living room, there is a house hold god.
然后呢，到厨房里面有什么神了、
啊、？So If you go to the kitchen, what God do you have?
厨房里面有灶神。
So you have kitchen God.
甚至还有扫把神。
You even have the broomstick God.
在我小的时候，我的家乡，我的外婆跟我说，初一到初三不要，到十五不要扫地。
When I was young, my grandmom told me, the beginning of the year, don't sweep the floor.
我在湖南嘛，湖南有一个名山叫做衡山。
In Hunan where I grew up, there is a 衡山which
衡山拜什么神呢
？What god do you have in 衡山？
有南岳的那个菩萨
，which is a southern mountain, southern mountain Buddhist。
然后到了福建，你知道他们拜什么神吗
？Do you know what god do they have in？
请问有福建那边过来的吗？浙江过来的吗？
福建。
那请问你们那边好多人拜什么神
？So what god do you have there?
你不知道？还好你没受影响，没受污染了，那就。
Wutao totally failed.
我告诉你，他们拜妈祖的。
They worship 妈祖。
因为那渔民多嘛，他们出去打鱼最好不要翻船，不要碰到台风。
Because they have a lot of fishermen, so they are pleading for the safety when they go out at fishing.
所以妈祖管沿海的人。
So 妈祖 is in charge of the coastal area.
衡山的菩萨就 管我们湖南人。
The Buddha in our Hengshan will be in charge of our.
所以这两个省就相当于省长，福建省的省长和湖南省的省长。
Yeah, like a provincial governor of those province.
但是我们的神是创造天地万物的神。
But our God is the one who created the world.
他是至高的神。
He's the outmost God.
全能的神。
He's the Almighty God.
所以我们来到他的面前。
So when we come before him,
我们不要以为我们的神那么小。
Don't think our God is so tiny and small.
只是一个省长。
But is nothing but a governor of a province.
所以这个是给我们一个很好的提醒。我们信靠的神是谁
？This is a great reminder to us what kind of God we believe in.
刚才我们唱伟大奇妙神，就是这个赞美诗的时候，我们发现这个神呢，他创造天地万物，但是他又愿意跟我们有个人的关系。
So we sing about how great he is, and he is the one who created the world, but yet he is willing to have a relationship with us.
他愿意帮助我们。
He is willing to help us.
尤其是像我们可能不，尤其是年轻人的话。
Especially for the young people here.
我们在这个世界上的引诱太多了。
There are so many temptations in this world.
特别的需要神来帮助我们胜过这个世界上的试探和引诱。
We need God to help us to overcome the temptations of this world.
还有我们洛杉矶的好莱坞的文化。
And also the culture built up by the Hollywood.
那个索多玛、欧摩拉的罪。
That's the sins like Sodom and Gomorrah.
我就不提那个名字了，要提的话可能会违法。
I won't even mention their names.
那叫什么病来着？你们知道的。
But you know those people.
所以，这样子的话，我们就知道这个求神来帮助我们对神有更新的认识，更加有信心的来到他的面前。
So through this passage, we hope we have a greater faith when we come before Jesus.
那接下来圣经告诉我们，耶稣对这个麻风病人治好他之后，对他有三个吩咐。
So after this, Jesus had three reminders to this leper.
很多人会问，那耶稣医好了这个麻风病人，这是好事，应该大大的传扬，为什么要他不可告诉人呢？
Some might wonder, this is such a great event, such a good thing, good deed. Why is Jesus asking the leper not to spread this news around?
了解这个问题，我们刚才知道这个圣经有粗略的上下文。
So we know this is just some broader background.
如果进到详细的上下文，我们就可以看到，在这里这节经文。
And to look at the more close, nearby this literal context, we can see the passage here.
我们一起来读一下，好吧？一二节。
Let's read the verse 38 together.
耶稣对他们说：“我们可以往别处去，到邻近的乡村，我也好在那里传道，因为我是为这事出来的。”
So Jesus replied, "Let us go somewhere else to the nearby village, so I can preach there also. This is why I have come."
结果最后这节经文怎么说
？What does it say at the end of this passage?
我们一起来读。
This verse.
能出去，倒说许多的话，把这件事传扬开了，叫耶稣以后不得再明明的进城。
But what happened here?So here it says, instead he went out and began to talk freely, spreading the news. As a result, Jesus could no longer enter a town openly, but stayed outside in the lonely places. Yet the people still came to him from everywhere.
所以为什么耶稣要严严地嘱咐他不要去跟别人说呢？
So why, what's the reason for Jesus tell the leper not to spread this news around?
是怎么原因呢
？What is the reason？
第一个原因是什么
？What's the first reason？
不要影响他的什么？不要影响他的事工，因为他去讲了的话，他都不能什么，不能明明的进城里面去传福音了。
That is to prevent that his ministry is being hindered.
好，那还有别的什么缘故呢？
Is there any other reasons?
那这里就要结合耶稣后两项的吩咐。
Now you have to look at the other two reminders Jesus told this leper.
这里的吩咐呢，就是讲照着立位记，就是摩西五经的要求，要去献上祭物，然后呢，身体要给祭司查看。这是两项律法的要求。
So those two things are based on the rules set in the book of Levites, Leviticus. That is to let the that priest to examine the person and also bring the sin offering gift to according to the Moses' law.
然后，刚才我们知道那个叫做。沉默的四百年之间，那个拉比的教导说，麻风病只有弥赛亚来了才能够医治。那这个耶稣要他不要去说出去，那是什么意思呢？
So combining this, what we just learned that during the silent 400 years, during the intertestament time, only the rabbi they taught people that only the Messiah can heal the leprosy. So combine these information together, what do we see here?
所以这里我们看到这个情况。
So we can see what happened here and what does Jesus intend to do.
耶稣要他去见这个祭司。
So Jesus wants this leper to see the priest.
然后他们这些教导说有一个麻风病人得医治了。那就说明医治他的那个人是弥赛亚。
So, then he want this leper to tell priest that I'm a leper and I'm healed, which is a implication implies that Jesus is the Messiah.
耶稣医好了这个麻风病人，然后要他去见这个祭司，这是在传达一个什么信息
？So, what kind of message is Jesus giving the priest when he healed some a leper and then send him to see the priest?
请问谁愿意回答这个问题
？So anyone want to try to answer this?
耶稣传达什么信息
？So what kind of message is Jesus bring sending to the priest?
最中间的这位弟兄好不好？你来回答。
Someone in the middle here.
Okay.
A brother in the middle.
是，他传达什么信息？哦，你来教会时间不长，是不是？哎，那谁来替他回答
？Anyone want to help out？
这位弟兄好不好？坐在旁边的这位，啊哈，他传达什么信息？对呀、啊、
That's it。
谢谢你的正确回答。
Thank you for your answer。
所以他实际上是向这个祭司、向宗教领袖告诉他说什么？
So in fact, he is telling the religious leader, the priest, what kind of message that is?
告诉什么？告诉宗教领袖说，我来了。
He is telling the priest, here I come.
我就是弥赛亚。
I'm the Messiah.
那这个祭司他的反应是如何呢
？So how do those priests respond to this message?
他会不会说哈利路亚，感谢主，我们终于等到弥赛亚了
？Do you think they would say, "Oh, thank God, Messiah is here"?
但是如果我们看下文呢，我们会发现，祭司不是欢天喜地的迎接弥赛亚，迎接耶稣，他是来挑刺。
So we see in the following passages, you see that those priests, they were not exactly welcoming Jesus, but tried to find fault with him.
他为什么会这样去反其道而行之呢？
Why do they do things on the contrary to what they supposed to do?
首先，他们是宗教领袖。
So first of all, they are religious leaders.
他们是有权有势的人。
They are in power. They have great power there.
大家还记得耶稣到洁净圣殿，把那个换银钱的那个桌子掀翻吗
Do you remember later Jesus overthrowing those tables for the money exchange?
然后把圣殿那个牛羊鸽子给他放掉吗
？And release those pigeons and also sheep and cows as a, like a marketplace before the temple.
那些生意都是利未人在做的。
Those things are kind of conducted by Levites.
因为那圣殿区就是他们的这个领地。
So those are the temple you can consider their turf.
是他们的摇钱树。
They're a money-making machine.
如果耶稣你这样来了，他就什么呢？他就赚不到钱了。你耶稣断了他的财路。
So it, when Jesus comes as Messiah, then they will lose all the financial gains.
另外一个，他是宗教领袖。
Secondly, they are religious leaders.
他们发现好像老百姓要跟随耶稣，好像觉得他是有权柄的人。
When they see the crowds of people following Jesus as if he is someone with great authority.
这样的话，他们的权势，他们的教导的权柄就没有了。
It will weaken their authority and their teaching.
所以圣经上面的法利赛人、撒都该人，他们这些宗教领袖呢，就丧失他的权力和地位。
So those people are in a great position, such as Sadducees and also Pharisees. They will lose their authority.
他们明白摩西五经了。
So they are familiar with the Book of Laws.
他们应该知道耶稣是弥赛亚。
They should have known. They should know that Jesus is the Messiah.
但是他们对摩西五经有误解。
But certainly they misunderstood the Moses law.
他们认为弥赛亚来了，应该照他们的理解，能够守安息日，能够怎么样。
So they think that Messiah needs to be able to follow exactly what taught in the book of Moses.
所以他们觉得这个耶稣来了，好像不符合他们对弥赛亚的所定的这个框框。
So they see that Jesus cannot be contained or framed inside the law of Moses.
因着私欲的牵引呢，他们竟然最后把耶稣定为魔鬼的儿子。
So they even condemn him to be the sons of devils, the princes of demons, consider he is a sinful person.
所以在第三章二十二节这里啊，他们在耶稣赶鬼之后，他们说耶稣是靠鬼王赶鬼。
So in chapter 3, after Jesus cast out demon, they claim that Jesus is princes of demons that drives out demons.
那他们的下场如何呢
？So what happened to them then?
他们被永远的定罪。
They were condemned forever.
就叫做耶稣，说这是不可赦免的罪。
So Jesus said this is unforgivable.
永不得赦免。
Cannot be forgiven.
在马太福音十二章那里还说，给他起了另外一个名词，这种罪叫做亵渎圣灵的罪。
In Matthew's 12, it talks about this is a blasphemy of the Holy Spirit.
所以，这个是永不得赦免。
That is a
永远的刑罚。
Kind of sin that cannot be forgiven.
这样子的话，这个祭司真的是因着他的骄傲，因着他的这个权力的这个遮住了他的眼睛呢，所以他不像那个社会地位那么低下的麻风病人一样，他的反应刚好是相反的。
So the priests cannot really see and condemn Jesus, unlike those people in lowly places in the society who, on the contrary, can see who Jesus really is.
那我们来到耶稣面前，我们是不是也被这个世界的权力、地位、名利遮住了眼睛呢？
So when we come before Jesus, are we also blinded by the power and wealth of this world we have?
这样就是值得我们反省的地方。
This is something we need to reflect upon.
最简单的一个要求。
At least a requirement for us.
就是像耶稣教导的十一奉献。
Like to give tithe.
那我们有没有照着循呢？
Are we following the teaching?
你说我来读书的妈妈、爸爸妈妈给我一个月就这么点钱，我奉献十分之一，不是少了一大块肥肉了？
So you might, as for student, you may say, "Oh, my money comes from my parents. If I give tithe, then I will lose a big chunk of my finance."
其实你搞错了，因为。那不是爸爸妈妈给你的，那是让你来，是上帝给你的一个信托，你要好好的管理你手中的财物。
So you need to think that this is a money is not actually from your parents, but from God for you to be a good steward.
包括你的时间、你的才华
，which include your time, your talents.
只有上帝。知道我们这个人来到世界上之后，我们受的捆绑有多大、有多深。
Only God knows that how much bondage we have when we were born into this world.
最简单的就是像约翰一书那里讲的，我们有受到眼目的情欲、今生的骄傲，还有个人的私欲三道绳索所捆绑。
Just like the First John, it talks about we were bounded by the lust of eyes and other sinful nature.
那我们要脱离这最简单的这三大捆绑，真的很不容易。
It is really difficult for us to rid of those bondages.
耶稣说，他要来要赐给我们真理，让我们得自由。
But Jesus said he comes to free us.
我们大家都想自由，是不是
？We all want to be free.
但是呢，我们就是不知道怎么样脱离金钱的捆绑。
But we just don't know how to rid of this the shackle of the money.
但是如果我们真的照着神的教导去做，
But、
我们真的能够怎么样脱离金钱的捆绑。
But if we really follow the teaching of Jesus, we can experience the freedom from the money.
如果你真的想脱离的话，你就照着这个圣经的教导去做一做试试看。
If you really want to be free, just follow the teaching of Jesus.
你看神是怎么样在你的生活中向你启示，他是又真又活的神的。
And you can experience how God is a living God in your life.
因着时间的关系，我本来想讲讲别的，因为我们只有。最后一分钟差不多 OK 那我想讲我自己的经历啊，就好像我两年前来到美国。
So I'd like to share a little bit about my own experience 2 years ago when I came to United States.
还有我到超市像 Costco 沃尔玛，我看到上面的水果真是太丰富了。
So I went to Costco and Walmart they are full of great fruits.
到美国看到那些牛肉跟中国的那个价格比真的是太便宜了。
The beef in here compared to what we have in China, the beef here is really inexpensive.
那有一天魔鬼慢慢的就把我脑袋里面灌输一个思想，说你最好能够留下来。
So he started Satan started giving me this idea to say, "Well, you better stay here."
其实我知道神让我到这边来学习有什么目的。
So, of course, I know when God called me to study here, there's a purpose.
我在长沙牧会有七八年的时间。
I've been pastoring, ministering a church in Changsha for 7-8 years.
然后一二年开始，神让我来一个很特别的地方接受装备。
So in 2012, I came here to a very special place to equip myself.
那个时候不是在洛格斯，是在纽约的一个弥赛亚犹太人的圣经营。
I was not in Logos at that time. I went to a Messianic Bible study camp.
其实啊，这个英文比我好的多的是。
In fact, there are a number of people who is better in English.
但是神拣选我到那里受到教导和装备。
But God has chosen me to be equipped there.
我经历到神的圣灵的恩膏，让我竟然可以做翻译。
So I was able to do translation by the grace and the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
不过在那之前，神也给我特别的经历。
But before that, God also gave me some special experience.
就是在不知道有一个教会叫做 Calvary Chapel， 然后那个牧师叫做 Chuck Smith， 我想你们可能有些人听说过。
So some of you may know this pastor called Chuck Smith, who was presiding in the Calvary Baptist Church.
Yeah, 他是叫做格格塔教会的创始牧师。
He's a founding pastor of the Calvary Church.
他传讲神的话也很特别。
The way he preached gospel, the word of God is very special.
他从创世纪第一章开始，然后每周一章，然后一直讲到启示录最后一章。
So he started from the chapter one, from the Genesis chapter one, and weekly, every week there's do one chapter, all the way to Revelation.
这样就很吸引美国人了。
It's very attractive to a lot of Americans.
因为其实你们可能知道，就是很多美国的牧师他不讲圣经的。
Actually, you probably know there's a lot of American pastors, they don't even talk about Bible anymore.
很可惜的，我在洛杉矶来了之后，我发现一些华人的牧师他也不讲圣经的。
And very regretfully, some churches in Los Angeles, the Chinese pastors, they stopped talking about.
他们讲什么呢？他们讲心理学。
They talk about psychology.
不过 不仅洛杉矶的牧师，一些牧师是这样，我说一些了，不是全部的。
No, of course not all, but just some.
在新加坡也有这样。
Singapore there's also.
新加坡最大的华人教会的牧师叫做康熙的，你们听说过吧？
Have you heard about the church that headed by Pastor Kang Xi?
有一次我在网上听他讲道，他整堂道讲下来就是讲如何让别人喜欢你。
The whole sermon one time I heard.It's only talking about how to let other people like you.
他说你要记住别人的名字。
You need to remember other people's
name. 这样你要照着他的名字去叫他。
You call out this person with his name.
并讲这些社会学的东西。
Or talking about what secular things.
那这样子的话，有一个问题就是，我讲这个提到这个 Chuck Smith， 他的特点就是。神给我的恩典是什么呢？神给我的恩典就是有人已经把他的讲章翻译成中文，然后呢，有一天竟然让我去帮他们做这个 proofreading。
So the reason I talked about Chuck Smith is his sermon was translated into Chinese, and someone actually asked me to proofread the script.
所以在这之前，神给我装备就是，给我出钱让我来读新旧约概论。
So before that, God's grace is that He prepared the financial finance for me to come study the introduction to the Old Testament and New Testament.
所以这样的话，我女儿弹钢琴呢，学钢琴呢，钱就有了。
So then I will have the money to let my daughter to study piano.
这样子的话。有了这样一个经历之后，神让我到那边去学习，然后就可以又给我恩膏，然后就可以做翻译。
So I can start doing some translation through the anointing of the Holy Spirit. I start.
这是我自己
the practice.
从来做梦都没想到的事。
That was something never was I couldn't have dreamed about.
结果两年前，神又带我到正道来学习。
And 2 years ago, God brought me here to study in Logos.
我知道神给我一个特殊的一个使命。
So I know that God has given me a special mission.
希望以后要好好的从这个角度去解经和门训。
So I can use this special viewpoint to interpret and disciple Christians.
独特的一个负担是希望以后有，尤其是。到回到中国去做这样的事工。
Especially in the future, I may be able to start a ministry like this.
像这样的这个，因为在这个神学教育需要这方面的这个弥补。
So we do need a lot of this to fill the gap of this seminary training.
所以我想请你们为我祷告。
So I would like to ask you to pray for me.
希望我不要被美国的这个丰富的物质所引诱。
So I won't be tempted by this abundance in American society.
我也希望我们年轻人，尤其是我们父相的代祷。
So young people here, ask you to pray for. We can pray for each other.
不要被好莱坞所宣扬的那个物质享受的生活所引诱。
Do not be tempted by the materialism promoted by Hollywood production.
也不要有些人说我没有这个祭司这么地位高，我可能好在我也没有像利未人那样地位那么低，但是呢。
So some people might think that I'm not as bad luck as the lepers, and but I'm also not as famous or powerful like those priests.
但是自己觉得自己好像还是有些自卑啊，有这样的一些对自我的这种不接了。
But you still may have this feeling of a low self-esteem, and you cannot accept yourself.
如果你真的有这样的一个情况的话，要大胆的像这个得麻风病人一样，要勇敢的来到耶稣基督的面前，求耶稣来帮助你。
So you need to be courageously come before Jesus and cry out for help in front of him.
希伯来书说，我们既有这样的一位大祭司。
So since we have such a chief priest among us, in recording the book of Hebrew,
他担当了我们的软弱
who take upon our weakness.
所以我们只管放胆无惧地来到神施恩的宝座前。
So we need to come courageously before this gracious throne.
要得连续蒙恩惠做随时的帮助。
So we can be helped and receive the pity to and His mercy.
我相信你来到神的面前，神一定会帮助你。
So, I believe if you are willing to come before God, He will help you.
他不仅是帮助你解决这些问题。
Not only He will help you to go through the problems.
他要赐你过圣洁、尊贵、荣耀的生活。
He will let you to live, conduct a life of holy and abundant life.
这种生活不是因为你穿名牌你打扮得漂亮好像得人尊重。
So this is not a life building respect by the, your name brand dress.
就好像那个在印度加格达服饰的特蕾莎修女，她穿的其实很朴素，甚至光着脚。
So just like the nun that Teresa,Mother Teresa, who's dressed normally.
你知道美国总统到他面前感觉怎么样吗？
So do you know how President America when he comes before Mother Teresa, how does he feel?
像克林顿他们来到特蕾莎的面前，他们战战兢兢的。
So like President Clinton, he is with great reverence when he sees Mother Teresa.
因为在他的身上有神独特的荣耀和光辉。
Because you see the special honor and glory in her.
同样的，你也是神的儿女，我们也是神的儿女。
So we are a people, chosen people of God.
上帝照着他的形象和样式造了我们。
We have been created in the image of God.
我们是这个世界上。光明之子
We are the sons of light.
愿神赐给你的这个荣耀的身份能够鼓励你
May this special status God has given us encourages you.
而且引导你过一个在耶稣基督里面这样美好的人生
And lead you and guide you to live a life in Jesus Christ.
这就是真正的成功的人生。
That is the successful life.
让我们一同来 经历这样的人生。
Let's experience this life together.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢赞美你。
Dear Heavenly, we give thanks to you.
是的，我们现在最终的时候。
While we are in sin.
我们失落。
We lost.
我们不能接纳自己。
We cannot accept ourselves.
但是我们又去抓住一些别的东西来当作神。
But at the same time, we try to grasp other things as our God.
我们迷失在歧路上。
We were lost and went astray.
求主，我们感谢主，你来帮助我们，拯救我们。
We thank you, Lord, to come and help us, to save us.
主耶稣，求我们要来祈求你，让我们真的脱离各样的缠累。
We ask you to help us to get rid of all the bondage and shackles.
让我们能够从神得到力量。
So we can receive the strength from God.
从神的话语中得到坚固的保障。
And we can have the safeguard from the word of God.
在这罪恶淫乱的时代。
In this corrupted world.
做神无瑕疵的儿女。
Become the holy and pure children of God.
如同明光照耀。
Like lights shined upon this world.
愿你的这个光也透过我们，在我们的同学中间，在我们的社区中间发出来。
May your light shine through us in school or community we lived in.
让别人看见神是活的，是真的。
So people see through us and see a living God among us.
愿你这样来祝福我们。
May you bless us this way.
让我们成为祝福别人的人。
So that we can be a blessing to others.
将荣耀归给我们天上的父。
We give glory to the Father in heaven.
我们如此的祈求祷告是奉主耶稣基督得胜的名。
We pray this in his victorious name.
Amen.
Amen.